Head a couple of miles west of Lena, halfway between Rockford and Galena in the rolling hills of far northwest Illinois, then along an up-and-down road with patches of freshly laid gravel, and you'll end up at Ron Flegel's farm. That's where I found him and his two German shepherds.
This is Annie. She's the one that'll just lick you to death.
Flegel is the third generation to farm the land here. He raises beef cattle and grows corn, soybeans, wheat, and alfalfa. Now he'd like to add another crop, hemp, a variety of cannabis that contains virtually none of the psychoactive component found in medical or recreational marijuana, for producing cannabidiol or CBD oil. Flegel thinks there's a market for the substance used in homeopathic treatments for pain and other conditions.
I guess I like to look at whatever that new opportunity, new experience is. You know, back in 96, I jumped on the ethanol bandwagon and was part of a plant to be built in Lena, Illinois.
It's hard to make a steady living as a farmer on a few hundred acres. He and his son have outside jobs to supplement farm income. Hemp might help, but it has its own headaches. Flegel says seed is expensive. He had to buy specialized machinery to plant and harvest the plant from Australia and Finland for about $300,000. Flegel says the banks won't lend him money for anything related to cannabis, even hemp, and other lenders he's used won't because they don't know how to predict the return from this new crop. For Flegel, this is just about business, not any desire to advance marijuana. He was on the Stevenson County Board when Ingrown Farms proposed a growing facility for the then-new medical marijuana program in Illinois.
I'll be honest, at first I was not in support of it. What swung me was when I learned that it could eliminate up to 98% of seizures in children with epilepsy. And I thought, if that was available to me as a parent, I would go anywhere that I could in this country to do that for my children.
The man who helped change Flegel's mind is himself an unlikely advocate. Stevenson County Board Chairman Bill Hadley is a self-professed conservative Republican.
My dad was a big Eisenhower man, Nixon man, and got my start in politics back in 1976, working for Jim Thompson's campaign, and worked on Jim Eggers' campaign and some fine Republican governors we had over the years.
He had to do the research and be convinced himself that there was a real benefit in medical marijuana. Then it became just good economics to push for a growing facility in Stevenson County.
And when they did announce Ingrown Farms was picked, we were delighted because that was our first person in our industrial park.
But the promised boom in medical marijuana failed to materialize. The company says it will expand if that changes, or if recreational marijuana becomes a reality in Illinois. Hadley's against that.
I don't believe we need to go down that avenue. I know some of our legislators are interested because of tax revenue, but I think we need to expand the medical part of it.
Illinois is actually doing that with the opioid alternative program and a move to make more conditions eligible for the medical marijuana program. Still, Hadley admits that the facility's expansion for any reason, including recreational use, would be a plus for the county.
That would mean good paying jobs and more revenue to the county. In reference to the property taxes out at Ingrown Farms. Right now, approximately, they're paying about $30,000 in property taxes.
Hadley says that would more than double with expansion. Back on the farm, Ron Flegel's focused on making his hemp operation a reality. He knows it may take a while, but he's thinking long term.
I've got a grandson, so if he'd like to do that, I'd sure like to be able to have the opportunity there for him to farm, if he desires.
In the meantime, Flegel, Hadley, and others like them will keep trying to figure out the changing state of cannabis in Illinois and how to handle it. As Flegel puts it, new day, new challenge. I'm Guy Stevens.